It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Americans are straight up divided on whether Kevin Hart should have apologized for his homophobic tweets in order to host the Oscars. A poll found that 36% said the Academy was right to ask the comic to apologize for past homophobic tweets or step down, and 34% said that it was wrong. Here's Nick Cannon pointing out the hypocrisy of Hollywood for dropping Kevin Hart as host.
You know, I like to point out selective outrage and hypocrisy, and it was just showing how we all grow. And even more than that, it was more like, I was like, wow, we can invite Mel Gibson to the Oscars, but Kevin can't come. You know, like.
Nicki Minaj is threatening to sue Daily Mail reporter Jesse Palmer after news broke that her new boyfriend is a convicted rapist of a child who also served time for manslaughter. Palmer extensively covered the allegations against Nicki Minaj's boyfriend, Kenneth Petty, on the Daily Mail TV program. And also, she posted on Instagram, "You better have a good lawyer. You just lied on me on national TV, and now you're being sued. You better be able to back up what you just said about me with facts." Yeah, the facts have been established. You can literally look up court documents, Nikki. That's not, I don't think this is going to go well for her. A councilwoman is proposing in Nashville that their international airport be renamed in honor of Oprah Winfrey. Sharon Hurt said one of her constituents, I couldn't talk for a second. Sharon Hurt said that one of her constituents suggested the idea and she thought it was something about that was worth considering. She presented it to Mayor David Brierley in the Nashville Airport Authority, and she said that her plan is to call the airport the Oprah G. Winfrey International Airport. She and her plan, Oprah's Oprah. She's one of the most influential people in the world. Oprah isn't from Nashville, but she did graduate from East High School there and Tennessee State University. She got her start in television in the Music City, and the Nashville Airport Authority Board would have the final say on the name change, so they are planning on having like a board meeting soon, so I guess we'll find out if their airport name is going to change.
I feel like they name it after like a country artist, like Garth Brooks International Airport or something.
Well, I guess typically the Nashville Airport Authority Board that does have the final say says that individuals typically have to be honored only if they've been dead for at least 2 years, so unless Oprah dies soon, I don't think they're going to agree.
Don't you say that.
I know, now don't put it out there. Hopefully that does not happen, but or maybe they'll just change their rules. But typically they say a celebrity has to be, passed away for at least 2 years for them to name a part of the airport after them, or the whole airport, I guess, in this case. And Nicole Kidman joked about her daughter not wanting one of her mom's Emmy Awards.
Actually, I offered when I won the Emmy for Big Little Lies. I won one for producing and one for acting, which was an incredible thing to happen. I was like, okay, I can put one on your shelf Sunday and one on your shelf, Faith, and they're yours. And Sunday didn't want it.
She didn't.
No, she's like, I want to earn my own.
I like that.
Coming up in less than an hour, Ariana Grande may be back with an ex.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show. Is this a reasonable request here? I mean, ladies, do you expect your man to do this with you? Alex is calling out the Egyptian for this one. We'll hear what she's got her gripes about next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.